Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jamaicans urge to see agriculture as an important source of income. Stay with us to find out more, and later, a Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Twyla Whelan. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a Honeyan farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The Agriculture Ministry is calling on Jamaicans to start seeing agriculture as a primary source of income to support economic growth. Agriculture is one of the primary drivers of the country's economy, and the ministry believes if more persons viewed it as a serious business investment, the economy would benefit. Chief Technical Director in the ministry, Courtney Cole, says for years, Jamaicans have identified agriculture as a job for those in the lower class and not the worthwhile investment it has the potential to become.
Agriculture can no longer be seen as the vocation for those with limited education and shallow pockets. It is a discipline that requires a scientific approach as well as a serious business mindset if one expects to make a meaningful return on investment.
Mr. Cole was speaking at a recent agricultural information forum hosted by Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO. Mr. Cole adds that agriculture-based jobs should not be seen as low-level jobs, since this sector helps to build others, such as manufacturing.
So it is showing us how important agriculture is to the growth of the economy. The ministry, through RADA and other affiliated entities, has been engaging our farmers and training them through the Farmer Field School program. Now, that is good.
The Agriculture Information Forum was focused on the government's commitment to supporting the growth of the sector. It also demonstrated how private sector companies are successfully employing innovative approaches, such as anchor farms or contract farming, to grow their businesses. The forum also addressed other matters, including financing options for agricultural activities, traditional and non-traditional crop opportunities, and land availability and suitability issues. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the St. Andrew Forage Clubs will be showcasing the projects of clubs in the parish at its annual Parish Achievement Expo. It will be held on Monday, March 26, on the grounds of the Pembroke Hall High School. The day will also feature agro-processing displays from Irish Potato, the product chosen by the St. Andrew 4-H Clubs. The official ceremony begins at 2 p.m. Send your announcements to radio@jis.gov.jm. And now for a Jamaican saying of the day.
Dog a sweat but long hair cover it.
Translation: the dog is sweating but its long hair is covering it. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, though a person may be experiencing hardship or pressure, their disposition does not reveal their strain or struggle. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Twyla Whelan, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.